Now, the rest of the story. When Antonio was challenged to a duel, there was no question of accepting. The young adventurer had never once run from a fight. Also, it was the 17th century thing to do. So the brave adversaries met at the appointed time and place in the City of the Kings, the splendid New World capital of Lima, Peru. Antonio's sword was swift, as always. This time not quite swift enough. Within moments, the duelist lay bleeding, dying, begging for the bishop to come. There was a confession to be heard. The bishop arrived in time. The two were left alone. "What is your confession, my son?" he asked. And then Antonio told the bishop what you're about to hear. The rest of the story. The bishop was aghast. Not that he refused to forgive Antonio, he refused to believe. "Can you prove your claim?" the bishop demanded. "Indeed," answered Antonio. "It is as I say." You see, this was no mere boy adventurer. Rather, Antonio de Arauzo was one of the most famous soldiers in South America. I mean, a genuine, honest-to-goodness, no-fooling, real-life conquistador. Of course, the bishop did not accept Antonio's word immediately. In fact, when it became apparent that the young duelist was not dying after all, a special panel was appointed to investigate the matter. Through these investigators, the sanctity of the confessional was violated. For shortly thereafter, the news swept Spanish possessions in the New World like a tidal wave. Antonio de Arauzo, Spanish army commander, hero of the Araucanian Indian Wars in Chile, the most spectacular sword fighter in the hemisphere, missing, believed dead for many months, had resurfaced in Lima alive. And yes, Antonio was unmistakably identified. 2 years later, the celebrated conquistador sailed for birthplace Spain, was received in Spain with unparalleled pomp and splendor. The king bestowed a pension upon Antonio for heroic service to the crown. Artists made portraits, playwrights dramatized the true saga, an autobiography printed in Madrid and Seville sold big, a tour of European cities was eagerly anticipated by noble and peasant alike. In Rome, Antonio was wined and dined by bishops and cardinals, was even warmly greeted by the Pope himself, and yet, despite the luxury and the breathless attention, perhaps even because of it, the valiant conquistador sought and received permission to return to the New World, this time to Mexico, to serve in the Spanish army there. Recorded history follows Antonio to the port of Veracruz, but loses track after that. There are various legends regarding the brave warrior's fate, yet we shall not stain the remarkable truth with speculation. For in Lima, Peru, in 1623, when it seemed that Antonio would die of sword wounds, the bishop of that city learned more than the nominal identity of a courageous soldier. He discovered that Antonio was then and always had been a pseudonym, a name contrived to conceal the truth about one of Spain's most daring military commanders, who was in fact Catalina de Arauzo, a woman who was in fact this gallant military warrior, a Roman Catholic nun. And if you'll meet me right here at this same everything tomorrow, you'll hear the rest of the story.